Hi, everyone, and welcome to Autism Hope Library. Very excited to have this next guest. I'm sure you've seen her before because she's in our library. And if you haven't, go back and watch some of her videos. She's amazing. She's not only a dear friend, she's an amazing advocate in our community. Today we have Shannon Kinnitz from International Hyperbaric Association. Thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Well, for those that don't know what IHA is, let's talk about what is IHA, International Hyperbaric Association.
So the IHA is a nonprofit organization that focuses on hyperbaric oxygen therapy. So we do everything from training physicians and how to implement hyperbarics into their practices to educating the public on how hyperbarics can help with a variety of different indications. And then we also have a funding program where we help fund hyperbaric therapy for patients that need it, that maybe aren't able to access it financially, or even in their community, there may not be a hyperbaric clinic. So we help them get into it and we sponsor them through our scholarship program. So we kind of have those three main key points to the IHA, but at the end of the day, we are an educational nonprofit that we really just want to spread the word about how hyperbaric therapy can change lives of people living with disabilities.
Now let's talk about hyperbaric oxygen. What is that? I mean, I know some people watching or listening have heard of it, but we still maybe don't quite grasp it. Can you give us kind of a definition?
Absolutely. So hyperbaric therapy is when you will go into a chamber and you go under pressure. And so basically what we are doing is we're forcing oxygen into your cells on a cellular level. So like people say, well, what's the difference if I were just to take a cannula or a mask and breathe oxygen? Yeah, that might help with your heart rate, your respiratory rate, but it's not going to do anything on a cellular level. In order for that to happen, you have to go under pressure because that's what forces the oxygen into the cells on a cellular level. So basically hyperbarics is just decreasing inflammation throughout your body, whether you have it in your body, in your brain, wherever you have it. Hyperbarics is able to get in, by going under pressure, able to get in there, get the oxygen into those areas and start to repair the areas that have been damaged by whatever indication or whatever trauma that your body has received.
Now, once you start with hyperbaric, regardless if it's, you know, maybe somebody with autism or somebody that, you know, has a different form of a disability, right? Mm-hmm. Do they have to do that for the rest of their life?
No, it really depends on the indication, like you said. So, you know, we have many stroke patients. I always just use this as a good example because a stroke patient that gets into hyperbarics very quickly, they are able to really help with all the different things that they have going on. So like maybe they can't use fine motor skills or, you know, zip up their jacket or use a spoon to feed themselves. So usually when you have a stroke and you undergo hyperbaric therapy, you're just gonna do maybe 1, 2, 3 rounds depending on how severe your stroke is. You're gonna gain the ability to do all those things that you once did prior to your stroke, and you won't need hyperbarics again. Then there's other cases, such as my daughter Gracie's case, where she has a very rare neurodegenerative disease. It's a mitochondrial disease. She has had over 8,000 treatments. She'll go into hyperbarics for the rest of her life because she has a terminal diagnosis, even though she's 20, soon to be 25 years old, and she like attends the University of Madison and is doing amazing, she's going to continue to need oxygen into her cells on a cellular level. So it really just depends on what indication that you're looking at. We like to make sure that people give it a real good try. So we highly recommend at the IHA that you do at least 40 sessions when you start out. I tell patients all the time, if you can't get that 40 sessions done in that first month, then to wait until you can, because each session builds off of the other one and you're gonna see those results quicker and you're gonna see that it's actually helping your loved one. So, you know, really just depends on the indication, but a lot of people, if they're doing it for speech and they get their speech, you have a lot of athletes, pro athletes that use it, you know, just for health and wellness and maintenance, or if they do have an injury. So it's definitely unique based on the individual and what indication that they have. But for a lot of people, it's not lifelong. It's just repairing whatever injury they had, and then they can go about living their life.
Now let's talk a little bit about your daughter, Grace, because that's really the why of why you started this. So can you tell us the why?
Yeah, my why, yes, her name is Gracie, and she has a very rare mitochondrial. It's mitochondrial cytochrome C reductase deficiency. She's one of 5 kids in the world and still the only one living with it. We basically, you know, we're just fighting the symptoms. So she had seizures, infantile spasms to the brain, was on a feeding tube, you know, was basically on life support for the first 3 years of her life. And the state had decided to turn off her life support. And I had heard about hyperbaric therapy. And I took her all the way from Wisconsin to Florida to try it. And to be honest, I'm a psychologist by trade. I didn't know that hyperbarics was going to help, and I really just I wanted Grace to know that I was her mom and that I loved her before I let her go. And what we got was amazing. You know, no longer, after so many sessions, she was no longer needing her feeding tube. When she was 5.5 years old, she ended up starting to walk. She got rid of her beautiful pink wheelchair when she was in the second grade. And we continue to see benefits from the hyperbaric therapy. And her last muscle biopsy that we did showed that her mitochondria was completely normal. And so it was, we saw it clinically, but then we were able to have the muscle biopsy done to show that, yes, every time we had it done, we showed improvements in her muscle tissues. And so the IHA was formed, and I wanted to get the message out there, not only to, you know, parents like me, but just to anybody that has a loved one that's dealing with a disability. Because if we can just get rid of one thing, like when your grandfather has a stroke and they're not able to feed themselves any longer or zip their jacket, and you're able to give them that back, you're giving them dignity back, something that you can't even pay for. You're letting them do on their own, and that's what hyperbarics does. And so there are a lot of people that haven't had the same results as Grace. They maybe get one or two things back, but when you're able to take your kid to a park and not have them hooked up to a feeding tube and have people staring at you, or having to be so complicated to go to a mall or to a movie theater, it's an amazing gift. And hyperbaric therapy did that for my daughter Grace. And so I decided to leave my practice and to just focus on my nonprofit, and to just educate the world on how powerful hyperbarics is, and that everyone should try it. Even if you're healthy, you should be doing hyperbarics.
And how does somebody know if they are a candidate? Can anybody do it, or is there a test?
There's not a test for it. You do need a script. It is a prescription therapy that you would need a script from your doctor to do. And right now, we see more health and wellness people. You know, since, you know, everything that's happened in our country over the last couple of years, people have really decided to take health into their own hands, and they're trying to be proactive, which most countries do. America has kind of lagged in that area. But now people are like, you know what, I want to take care of myself. I need to be there for my loved ones. I need to be there for my parents. And so people are going into health and wellness and looking for things, and hyperbarics is definitely one of them. So anybody would qualify for hyperbaric therapy. You know, obviously you have to be able to clear your ears. So if you have a sinus infection, you would not be getting, you know, into it. There's a couple other like rare, you know, contraindications. But for the most part, what we focus on at the IHA is lower pressure hyperbarics. So not something that you would see like a diver, or that you would see somebody with carbon monoxide poisoning going into a chamber at high levels. So we really do what we consider to be mild hyperbarics, anything from like 1.5 below.
And so for those going in the chamber, and let's say it's a parent and they want to go in with their child, can more than one person go in at a time?
Yes, more than one person can go in at a time. And I used to go in with Gracie all the time. Now she loves her chamber because we have a home chamber, and she goes in it all the time by herself. But yes, and we really recommend that the parents, especially parents that are dealing with children that have chronic illness, right? The stress that parents have on them in general is huge. But when you have a child that has any type of chronic illness, and you're going through the same thing that your child is going through, and you're going through it not just, you know, physically like they may, but mentally, and it helps so much with mental health. And I love that about hyperbarics, because we are focused so heavily lately in our country on mental health and people taking their mental health seriously, and hyperbarics has been a huge benefit in that area.
And you talked about being able to clear their ears. I know with my own son, there was different kind of games and techniques mm-hmm. that we did. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so like you can do things like, you know, if you have an infant, you can take their binky in with them and they can do that sucky motion. You can like do the yawning. You can bring in their favorite sippy cup, those normal things, holding your ears, blowing, just different techniques, swallowing, giving them something to eat, depending on where you go. If you have a home chamber, it's easier to do that stuff because you own your chamber. Sometimes at clinics, they don't like food in the chamber, but they give you all the different techniques that you would need in order to have them to clear your ears. And sometimes kids actually end up having to have tubes in. And those are where I love the tenacity of those parents, because they're like, I'm not giving up on hyperbarics just because my child has an ear issue, because I've read the research and I know that it can help. And so you can go get tubes placed, and then they won't have any problem clearing their ears.
Well, and then also you can watch videos and play games mm-hmm. in there, correct?
Yes, you can.
And so I think that's important, because people are thinking, well, what am I going to do? Because typically they're about an hour dive, correct?
Yes, yep, 60 minutes to 90 minutes, depending on what your script is.
So you can bring your DVD player or your, I sound old now, DVD player, right? But a DVD player or tablet or iPad and be able to watch different videos.
Yes.
And it, really the time goes by quite
fast. It goes by fast, yes. And I tell people, you've been in the chamber how many times, if you can go in there and really actually just sleep, you, like when I go in there and I sleep for like an hour in there, I feel like I've slept 8 hours. So like I love going in there, just playing my music and just falling asleep or meditating or just being quiet, not doing anything. But if I can fall asleep, I try to, because I feel so energized when I get out.
And I want to talk about, for those that maybe know a physician or they're a physician themselves, you guys at IHA train physicians how to utilize this, correct?
We do. So we host conferences twice a year, and we train physicians on how to implement hyperbarics into your practice. We help right from helping you pick which equipment would be best suited for your clinic. We do marketing for you. We have marketing brochures that we put your company's logo on, and we do a whole market analysis for your area to see what you should be charging for it. So it's really like A to Z, because we want to make sure that if you're going to implement hyperbarics into your clinic, that it's going to be there forever. Nothing bothers me more than when a doctor buys a chamber and doesn't use it, or lets it go, or doesn't use it properly, and then now that family in that area doesn't have a chamber. So it's our goal to ensure that any physician that does get into hyperbarics, that we make their clinic successful, so it's there for the families and the patients that need it.
And how do people find you guys?
You can go to IHAUSA.org and on our website, and depending what you're looking for, we have various different things that you can fill out. If you're a physician and you're looking for training, you can click on that. If you're a patient that's looking for funding or one of our scholarships, you can click on that. So you just go to IHAUSA.org.
And for families that are watching or listening, you know, often you're always hearing about this thing or that thing, or this is, somebody talks about this new thing that they tried, and often when you try something new, it doesn't always work, and so you're afraid to try the next thing or the next thing. What advice can you give to them?
You know, I would just have to say, you know, we tried a lot of stuff with grace, and you know, you just have to keep going, and you have to have hope. And I challenge everybody with hyperbarics, because I know what the power of it, and I know science-wise and the research behind it and what it's actually doing and how it's changing people's lives, and not just the person living with the disability, but their entire family. And so I just would say, give it a try, and you know, don't do it half, like do it full. Like, if you're gonna do it, make sure that you have the time to do it, give it that good old college try, and I swear you're not gonna be disappointed. And usually if we have people that do that first 40 sessions and they've seen very little, I get them in touch with one of my medical advisory board members to be like, this something's going on, that, you know, why this isn't working, and we're usually able to figure something out. And then they go back and do another round and they see those benefits. You know, like, again, everybody's benefit is different. You may, you know, I tell people, keep journals, because I remember one time I had a family and we would keep a journal, and they're just like, well, you haven't seen anything. And I'm like, well, can I see your journal? And I'm like, okay, what does this mean when you said that you got your first night's rest and that Jimmy slept through the night? And they're like, I go, did he never sleep through the night before? She's like, oh my God, he never did. But I'm so used to him now sleeping through the night since hyperbarics. So like, it's really important to keep those detailed things, because sometimes when you get those things as a parent and it's everything's working out, you forget that that was even a deficit at one point. So I say, keep detailed notes. Make sure you're going to an IHA provider clinic so that you're using the proper equipment, that you have people that know what they're doing, and reach out to us, because that's what we're here for.
And you know, I know the answer to this, but I know people watching might not know. It doesn't matter the age. You can, let's say your child's 2 or 52 or wherever they're at on the spectrum, or whatever their diagnosis is, it doesn't matter the age.
It does not. And I know that there's been a lot of provider clinics give us a lot of their data and their patients. And I know that they've treated children, adult children with autism, that were in their 40s and they saw improvement. We've treated patients that are like 10, 15 years post-traumatic brain injury from like a car accident or a concussion, and they see the improvements. You know, what I always say to people is that, you know, you gotta try. You gotta look at all the different things, make a list of the things that you wanna try, do one thing at a time. Don't start three things at once, because you're never gonna know which therapy is actually making the difference. And we don't have this huge resource, you know, extra resources in our lives, or at least most people don't. And so like, if you're gonna do any therapy, whether it's hyperbarics, whether it's, you know, red sauna or light therapy, make sure that you're just doing one at a time. Give it that good month to 6 weeks, and before you implement a new therapy, so that you know what's working.
You talked a little bit about scholarships for those that might not be able to afford, you know, doing a dive or maybe renting a chamber or, you know, what programs can they find on your website?
So you can go to our website and you could click on the Hope Fund, and that's Hyperbaric Oxygen Patient Endowment, and we give scholarships. So we will provide hyperbaric therapy for you in a IHA provider clinic in your area. If there are none in your area and you qualify for a home chamber, we'll place a chamber in your home for anywhere between 1 to 3 months. If you don't qualify for a home chamber and we think that you really need to be in a physician's office, then we will fly you there. You'll stay at a Ronald McDonald House and we'll do a round of 40 sessions. So, you know, and I tell people, make sure you apply, because even if you make a lot of money, we know how expensive it is to raise children with chronic illness. And just because you may have two income household and you think you might be over the threshold, sometimes it's not about that. I request an essay from the families, and siblings of siblings can write in, and I look at that more than I look at the income. Now, of course, if I have a bunch of applications and, you know, I see somebody that really can't afford it, you'll just get bumped down the list. But don't not fill it out because you think you make too much money, because to me, sometimes it's more about the story and the individual and everything that the family's going through as a family unit than it is how much money you have.
What final message do you want to leave everybody with today, Shannon?
I just want to tell people that, you know, to just keep doing what you're doing and to have hope. You know, like you, it's hope is one of my favorite words, and anybody that knows me knows that I believe in hope, and I believe that if you have hope, anything is possible, and if you don't have hope, nothing's possible. So, you know, put yourself around positive people. You have Kristen and her organization that's amazing. You have IHA. There's families out there that would want to help, you know, just get you the education that you need, but just never give up hope, and know that there's people out there that would truly want to help you and your loved ones.
Thank you, Shannon, for being here today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And thank you, everyone that is watching and listening. Until next time, bye.